You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news with a local perspective. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada. Today on CICK News, I am speaking with Director of Community Services for the Town of Smithers, Will George. Will and I are speaking about the proposed updated mobile vendor bylaw, which helps delineate which town-owned properties you can expect to see, hopefully, a little more foot traffic with mobile vendors appearing there this year. That's today on CICK News.
Hi, my name's Will George, Director of Community Services with the Town of Smithers.
Okay, so we're talking about the mobile vendor bylaw. Can you tell me currently what the situation is for people who have licenses who operate mobile vendor shops?
Yeah, so the process right now is to apply for a business license and go to any of the designated spots for mobile vendors, whether it's at the special events or at locations that they identify for setting up their shops. Mm-hmm. This proposal that we have for bylaw number 1964 is to create more of a streamlined process for mobile vendors to set up. And we are having some engagement to make sure that our current mobile vendors are aware of what these changes are, as well as to extend the invite to other individuals who might be looking to set up mobile vendor businesses in our community. So there's a variety of changes that are included in that.
It mentioned about kind of like extending this to the Riverside campground. Why is that an area of interest for the town to kind of make available to mobile vendors?
Yeah, so as part of the proposed bylaw, we have designated mobile vending areas that we hope will streamline the process and have pre-approved locations for mobile vendors to set up. So within those, we have the vacant lot next to Beauville Square, Central Park, Goat Park, Chandler Park, Elks Park, Heritage Park in two different locations, and Riverside Campground. So at Riverside Campground, as part of the proposal, we have four locations that are there for mobile vendors to set up that are pre-approved. This is to extend the involvement at our campground. It's our campground compared to some other campgrounds in the province is very mixed between available for tourists and out-of-town folks to come and enjoy, as well as for our locals. So we do see a good amount of community events that happen at Riverside Campground, and we're trying to support that to make sure that when people are looking to host events there can be pre-approved spots for mobile vendors to set up that have access to the different facilities that are there. Mm-hmm. And these are approved in locations that are both stable and help with the flow of traffic around that location. Yeah. So there's designated spots that the town is proposing approving.
What if a vendor wants to show up in the same area every week? Is that something that's going to be allowed with this bylaw?
Yeah, so the proposed bylaw is moving forward that vendors will not be located in more than two consecutive days in one location unless the approval by the Director of Development Services. So there can be a process where vendors can say that they want to set up in these locations during this certain time period. We just need to know that in advance. Mm-hmm. And that is moving to approval for staff for that one. So the Director of Development Services will be the authority to approve mobile vendors on town-owned properties. That's a change from council having to approve that. So we're hoping that will streamline the process, that we don't need to wait for council meetings to get that application processed there. And both the mayor and the CAO will sign the license of occupancy agreement. Now, I will stress that this is just for town-owned properties and the mobile vendor bylaw is just for within town limits.
There's obviously preference to these town-owned properties and that's what the bylaw. But what if someone wants to have vendors, let's say at like a school, like something like that, or if they want to have like a pop-up bazaar or something like that and they want to have vendors. Is that the kind of thing that would still be available, but it's an ad hoc way of being approved?
So glad you asked that question. We're all about placemaking. So placemaking is being incorporated into the Parks and Recreation Master Plan, into the Economic Development Plan, into some of these strategic conversations that we're having, and this falls into exactly that. Yeah. So when different organizations or individuals are looking to have these bazaars. We're wanting to receive those special event applications and make sure that we have the information, that it's a safe event, that we have the emergency access for our fire rescue ambulance and RCMP that are coming in. So that is a separate process. The mobile vending bylaw that is being proposed is separate than the business license process and separate than the special events permits. Mm-hmm. But for those bazaars and different events, that's a separate purpose there. And for mobile vendors that are looking to set up on private property or the school, as you said, then they would work directly with the property owners there. And we're encouraging additional vendors to set up. This is just focused on town-owned properties.
But what about sound making?
Yeah, so what is being proposed in the bylaw under the general categories, it's stating that no mobile vendors may operate any noise or sound making or sound producing equipment. So we don't want there to be a wide variety of mobile vendors that are setting up at these shops that go against our good neighbor bylaw or producing a variety of noise that disrupts current operations, mm-hmm. whether it's in commercial or residential. Mm-hmm. The mobile vendors is not just for food. It is a variety of businesses. Mobile vending looking to sell or offer for sale goods, wares, merchandise, or prepared to order food. So could be both the retail side, products, services, food. We are looking to make sure that the mobile vendors are helping to produce a positive business climate, working with our current bricks and mortar locations. Mm-hmm. So do not do business within 30 meters of other vendors unless they receive permission from the vendors. And it's working with our current brick and mortar locations there. So we definitely want community members who are interested in this proposed bylaw, if they're operating a mobile vending business in the community or interested in starting up one in the future or expanding to Smithers, to complete the community survey that's available on the Town of Smithers website and Facebook page, and hopefully share it on the radio, which will be open until Wednesday, April 10th. And the link is there. It's a pretty straightforward survey. There is a few questions there. There's about 4 or 5 questions. And then we do have an in-person event on Wednesday, April 10th from 4 until 7 p.m. in council chambers, where community members can drop by, talk to town staff about the survey, about the proposed bylaw, ask any questions that they have on those. We're encouraging residents' participation in this before we bring this forward to council.
Sure. Great.
Thank you so much, Will.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.